Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, we're talking about You Didn't Deserve It. And we're coming from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2 and verse 7. So grab your journals. Now, one thing about it and two things for sure. I love a story time and y'all love a story time. So we're starting off with a story time. So if y'all follow me on Instagram, y'all know I just came back from Atlanta, and I went to Atlanta to see my man. And on the way to Atlanta, we ended up getting caught in traffic. My mom was taking me to the airport and we ended up getting caught in traffic. So while we're caught in traffic, I'm just like, I left my house 2 hours early. I'm about to be late. I have a checked bag. Y'all know the checked bag has to be checked in at least 45 minutes before. My flight leaves at 7:30. It's like 6 o'clock at this point and I'm still not to the airport. So now I'm starting to freak out because I'm literally in stop and go traffic. So my mom was like, what would he do if he was here right now? And I was like, he would pray. So, you know, we just laughed, but like we did a little prayer too, because it's just like, God, move this traffic. I'm trying to get to the airport. So y'all, I didn't get to the airport until 6:30. I got in the airport. My flight leaves at 7:30. My bag has to be checked in 45 minutes before, which is 6:45. So I'm taking the bag out of the car, rushing to the kiosk. I go to the kiosk. It says, it makes me put in all my information. And then it says, this kiosk is broken when it's time to print out the bag tag and a boarding pass. What you mean it's broken? You just took all my information. So then I had to go to another kiosk to finally get the boarding pass and the bag tag. And then I go to get in line for the check bag line. Y'all, I go to the check bag line. It's like 10 people in front of me. Y'all know when you go to the airport and you get in line and then the line is so long that it has to wrap around. I was the first person to have to wrap around because it was 10 people in front of me. So at this point, it's 6:35. My bag needs to be checked in by 6:45 in order to make it on my flight for 7:30. My flight that's leaving at 7:30. My flight is boarding at 7:07. So this is crunch time. So I'm standing there. Y'all, the line is not moving. The check bag line is not moving. And I'm just like, are they working? Like, I'm just thinking in my head, like, I don't know if I'm gonna make this flight. So in my mind, I just start praying because of the comment that my mom made in the car. She was like, if he was here, what would he do? And I was like, girl, he'll be praying. So in my head, I'm just like, God, if I'm supposed to make this flight to go see him, something gonna have to happen because this line isn't moving. Long story short, because I'm trying to get to the 7 points that God gave me for this episode. Long story short, y'all, this agent, one of the ladies that worked at the desk to check the bags in, she came to the line and she said, from her and everybody back, follow me. I was the her. She like literally she walked up out of nowhere and she was like, from her and everybody back, follow me. So I got my bag. I'm like, oh, okay. Because y'all, I got 10 minutes to get my bag checked in and the line still wasn't moving. And again, it's 10 people in front of me. So I told y'all, I'm right at the curb where the line wrap around. I'm the first person to have to wrap around. The girl came and she said, from her and everybody back, follow me. So I'm grabbing my bag to follow her. And there was like three older ladies in front of me. And they had suitcases too. And they started grabbing their bags to come. And she was like, no. I said, from her. Y'all already know it's a black girl. I already know. So she was like, no. I said, from her and everybody back, follow me. Y'all stay right there. So yeah, I'm thinking to myself, oop. Excuse me. So I grab my bag and everybody behind me grab their bags and I follow her. And then the people that's behind me, they follow her too. So as I'm following her, I was like, is it an hour before or 45 minutes before that the bag got to be checked in? Because at this point, I told y'all, it's like 6:40. So if it's an hour, I done already missed it. Y'all, she did not respond to me. Like, she literally kept walking like I wasn't even talking to her. Kept walking, took me on the other side of the airport, the international side. And when we got to the international side, I saw that on the international side where you check in bags, there was nobody in line. So she told me to go to the check bag desk on that side. And that led to me being the first one to check in my bag. So I literally walked through the little ropes and it was like six different agents up there waiting to check bags in. And I just chose this one I went to. And I literally got my bag checked in. I was the first one to check my bag in. It took like 2 minutes. She gave me my boarding pass and I was on my way to get on my flight. Like I got to my gate. I was sitting down waiting. Everything went by so smoothly. But I just could not believe that I went from standing in line with 10 people in front of me, worrying about my bag getting checked, to an agent coming up out of nowhere and taking me to the other side of the airport where it was empty and nothing but agents waiting on somebody to walk up and get their bag checked. And I got my bag checked first and went to TSA and everything flowed smoothly. Now, before I get into the 7 points that I want to share with y'all in this episode, I'm reading Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7 in the NIV translation. And the part of verse 7 that God allowed to stand out to me is where it says, "He has watched over your journey through this vast wilderness." Now, when it comes to this verse, I feel like God allowed this verse to stand out to me specifically for the part that says, "He has watched over your journey." Of course, I wouldn't consider this situation at the airport a wilderness, but it could be considered a wilderness because it was a situation that caused me to worry. And I know I'm not the only one that worries when it feels like I'm in a wilderness, when it feels like I'm in a situation where I don't know what to do next or I don't know what's going to happen next. But the main thing that stood out to me in this verse is, "He has watched over your journey." And I really believe God allowed this part of the scriptures to stand out to me because we think that the journey is only big life-changing or life-altering decisions that we have to make or things or situations that happen in our life. We fail to realize sometimes that everyday situations are a part of our journey. Your journey to work, God has watched over that. Your journey to the grocery store, God has watched over that because it could have been a drunk driver that came out of nowhere and killed you instantly. Your journey to pick up your kids from school, God watched over that. Your journey outside to your car to get something out your trunk, somebody could have came up and robbed you. God watched over that. We always think a journey is something big, like the journey to through college or the journey to start a business, but it's the journey to walking the dog and making sure you get back home safely. It's the journey to being on the beach and making sure that nothing comes out the water. It's the journey to walking through the airport and making sure nobody don't pull out a gun and start shooting. Everyday life situations are a part of our journey, no matter how big or small they are. And Deuteronomy 2 and 7 says, "He has watched over your journey." And God showed me that day in the airport how He even watches over the small journeys that we have. So the first thing that God allowed to stand out to me in this situation was in the car when I was stuck in the traffic. I began to worry and I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's getting late. Like I'm in traffic. And my mom said, "What would He do? Like if your man was here, what would He be doing right now?" And I said, "Pray." God showed me that my mom said that in the car so that when I got inside the airport and I saw that line that had 10 people in front of me, I remembered pray. Like that conversation before prepared me for what I was going to walk into when I got in the airport. The second thing that God showed me is that the traffic made me late. I told y'all, I left my house 2 hours earlier. I literally left my house at like 4:30. My flight was taking off at 7:30. The airport is like 40 minutes from me. And it was a Thursday night. Like it was nobody in the airport. You get through the airport so quick. It's nobody in the airport. So I left in enough time, 3 hours before the flight was taken out so that I can get there on time. How am I still in traffic at 6 o'clock? Didn't get there to 6:30. So it was something that was out of my control that caused the delay. And what God showed me is the traffic made you late, but worldly things can't stop my will. It was God's will for me to take that trip. But I was worried about what the world was causing to happen to stop me from getting there. And God showed me, in spite of what the world tries to do to stop you from getting to my will, it won't prevail. It won't happen. I can still make my will come to pass, even though it feels delayed or even though it feels like things are working against you. This world cannot stop my will. The third thing that God showed me about this situation is when I got to the airport, I started rushing to take my luggage out the trunk. I ran inside to the kiosk, put all my information in, got to the end, waiting on it to print. And it says, "This kiosk doesn't work." I had to go to another kiosk. And I'm just like, how was that one not working when it took all my information? Now I got to go to another one. This one finally worked. I'm rushing. And God showed me, you can't miss what you're called to. That's why he tells us to be anxious for nothing. You rushing and you being anxious and all that, I already knew I was going to send somebody to get you out the line. You cannot miss what you're called to. You prayed before you took that trip, because I know y'all see me traveling a lot and stuff, but I pray before I take every trip. I don't want to be on the wrong flight at the wrong hotel. I don't care who I'm going to see. I don't care where I'm going. I don't care how much I'm getting paid. I don't care how fun it's going to be. I pray before I take every trip. And God said, you can't miss what you're called to. You was doing all that rushing, trying to hurry up and get in line, and then you got in line and it wasn't moving. You did all that rushing and hurrying and the line wasn't moving at all. Whole time I knew I was going to send somebody for you, because you can't miss what you're called to. Now, I do want to add a disclaimer in there. You can't miss what you're called to if you're in position. If I hadn't done my part to make sure I was at the airport, then I could miss what I'm called to because you're out of position. But remember, like I said, it was a bunch of worldly things that was causing my delay, not me not being a good steward. So you can miss what you're called to if you're not stewarding what you're called to properly. If you're not in position because of your decisions, it's the difference when the world is trying to stop you. But if it's your decisions that's causing you not to be in position, then you can miss it. But if you're doing your part, you're leaving 3 hours early, you're getting your bag, you're going to the kiosk, you're doing everything in your will or in your strength that God is telling you to do, you can't miss what you're called to. The fourth thing that God showed me is that I begin to worry while waiting. And God said to me, help was already on the way. Help was already on the way. Y'all, I'm standing there. I'm looking at the clock. It's 6:35. It's 6:38. It's 6:40. I need my bag checked in by 6:45. This line ain't moving. I was literally thinking to myself, are they working? Is anybody working? Because I did not move past that curve, the wraparound spot that I was in. I never moved forward, y'all. The line did not move at all. So I begin to get worried while I was waiting. And I'm praying because I'm just like, God, I'm not going to make this flight. And God said, but you didn't know help was already on the way, walking from the other side of the airport. While you were standing there worrying, while you were standing there waiting, help was already on the way, because I know what was going on the other end of the airport. I know that the other end, the international side, was empty, and I was sending someone to you to come get you even while you were waiting and worrying. Help was on it. Y'all, I pray y'all catching it. Like, really think about the situation that you're worrying about. Thinking about the situation that you're waiting in. God is saying help is already on the way. You don't know what's going on the other side. You don't know how I've cleared the international side for you. Not one person is checking in the bag on the international side, and I'm sending an agent to come get you. Help is on the way. Even while you worry and wait. Now, this next thing that God showed me, there's just so many different parts to this. The older ladies that was in front of me, it was like 3 or 4 of them in front of me, and they had all these suitcases. And now that I think about it, y'all, I think this part of the revelation is just coming to me. It was like 3 or 4 of them looked like they was taking a girls trip, but they each had like 2 bags apiece. So if they would have came and been first, they could have possibly got in the way of me checking in my bag as quick as I needed to check in my bag. Granted, I told y'all it was multiple agents that was open, so maybe not, but I really just think God just wanted me to be first. Like, that girl, y'all, she told them no. No, I said starting with her. And I was like, oh. So the first thing that God showed me is the last will be first. Because I told y'all I was at the bin and she came and got me. The last will be first. The next thing that God showed me is the blessing that I have on the way for you is tailor made for you. Nobody can step in a place of what I have for you. I sent her to come get you. I called for you. So nobody can step in that place. Nobody can take your position. Nobody can come with the agent that I said. I sent her for you specifically. So anybody else that tries to come, I'm going to let them know, no, I'm talking to her. No, I've called her. Third thing that God showed me about this with the ladies in front of me is that your favor flows to those connected to you. Everybody behind me got to come with me. Everybody behind me got the same favor that I got. Everybody behind me didn't have to wait on that line. Because I told y'all, when we got to the international side, there was more than one agent that was open and ready to check in a bag. So even the people behind me caught the flow of my favor. And that's why God wants you to be intentional about the people that you let be connected to you, because they're going to catch the flow of your favor. Just because you behind me, you get to come and skip the whole line. Just because you're behind me, you get accelerated. Just because you're behind me, you're no longer delayed. Just because you're behind me, my favor flows to you. Just because you're behind me. And the last thing that God showed me about the ladies being in front of me, God said, you're spoken for. A lot of times when it comes to things that God has called us to, or things that God is telling us to do, we think that we have to defend ourselves. No, you're not finna do this. No, girl, you're not coming. She talking to me. I didn't have to say nothing, y'all. The agent told them, no, I'm talking to her. God said, you're already spoken for. When it's something I've called you to do, when it's something I favored you for, when it's something that I have your name on it, you are spoken for. You don't have to say anything. I didn't have to say anything because it was God's plan and God's will for me to check in my bag first. And I didn't have to defend it. I didn't have to get rude. I didn't have to speak up. I honestly didn't have to do anything at all. I didn't even deserve this. And that's the title of today. You don't deserve it. The thing that God has called you to, the thing that God is preparing for you, the favor that God has planned for you, you don't even deserve it. It's just gonna come find you. It's just gonna come point you out. It's just gonna come get you. Just because it's what God has for you. We go through life feeling like we have to work for everything. We have to earn everything. We have to struggle for everything. We have to overthink for everything. We battle with depression and anxiety and worry and all of these things because we feel like we have to do the work. But God allowed this situation to show me what I have for you will come get you. You can't miss what I called you to. And the favor that I have for you, you don't even deserve it. You didn't even do nothing to deserve it. You just standing there. You actually standing there waiting and worrying, and I still got it coming for you. Even when you don't deserve it. So that's what God showed me about the ladies in front of me. We have two more points. The sixth thing that God showed me is the agent. Y'all, when I asked her, is it 45 minutes or an hour before that I need the bag checked in? She ignored me. And God said to me, that's the equivalent to a silent season. You're asking about something that's already handled. Hang up on you. Not in the mood. Like, I'm not even. Y'all, she did not say nothing back. She just kept walking. And I just, after she ain't responded to me, I'm just like, all right, bet. Like, I'm just going to follow her. Like, hang up on you. Like, I'm just going to follow her. She never said anything back. She just walked me to the other side and I just walked to the front. God said, this is what silent seasons look like. You're worried about something I already got handled. So if I don't respond to you, it's because it's already handled. If I don't respond to you, we're already on the way to the answer. If I don't respond to you, it's because you're going to see in a few minutes. You asking me questions, trying to see what I'm going to say. I'm going to show you. In a few minutes, you're going to see. When I got to the other side, the international side that was empty, I didn't want her to answer. Because girl, now I see that it don't matter if it's 45 minutes or an hour, because my bag getting checked in right now. At this very second, my bag is getting checked in. So I don't even have to worry about an answer. And that's a word for somebody. You trying to figure out why God is not responding to you. God said, you're not going to have to worry about an answer because you're going to see. I'm going to show you everything you want to see. It's silent because I'm about to show you. And I don't know about y'all, but I'd rather see than just hear what he got to say. If you gonna show me, let me see. Like, I want to see it. So that's the sixth thing that God showed me, y'all. He said, this is equivalent to a silent season. You're about to see it. So I'm not saying nothing. The last and final thing that God showed me is that the international side was empty. I was first and I chose who I went to check in my bag. Everything changed suddenly. That's the last thing. Everything changed suddenly. And that's today's seed, the suddenly seed. Because the thing about suddenly is you'll never see it coming. You're standing, y'all, all of this happened. I went from standing there worrying about the time and checking in my bag to walking to the other side so fast, getting my bag checked in, getting the boarding pass, getting my license back and going through TSA. It all happened in like 3 minutes. It literally happened so quick. Everything was done by 6:45. I think I was putting back on my shoes at TSA. Like, I was done. with everything by 6:45. But just a few minutes ago, I was worrying about if my bag was going to be checked in by 6:45. The suddenly will catch you off guard because it's going to happen so fast. And you can sow the suddenly seed to $ the Christian Bay or PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo, thechristianbay@gmail.com. Suddenly seed. It's going to happen so quick, y'all. And then the thing is, when we're waiting for something, we begin to worry. We begin to try to figure it out on our own. But God is so good that when he calls the suddenly to happen, it's just like, I don't even know how it shifted so quick. Like, I don't even know how I got here. Like, it almost overwhelms you because it's like you've been waiting for this thing. You've been praying for this thing. You've been fasting for this thing. And then when it comes, it's like, it's happening. Like, I don't even have the words to say, y'all. It happens so quick. And then you don't realize until afterwards that it's done. And it's like, I was worrying while I was waiting. And God, you did that thing so quickly. This happened so quick, I couldn't believe my eyes. That's what it's going to be like when God answers your prayers. That's what it's going to be like when the shift comes. That's what it's going to be like when God gives you that thing that you've been waiting for. It's going to be overwhelming how easily it flows, how the favor finds you and calls you out and walks you into it, even if you don't deserve it. You didn't do nothing for it. I didn't know that. It would be different if I knew the agent and then she came and favored me. Or if I said I'm going to pay somebody. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, yeah, I deserve for this to happen for me because I did A, B, and C. I was a random person in line. I didn't do anything to deserve this. But God had a suddenly with my name on it. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast, Father God. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on this podcast, your podcast, Father God. I pray that this episode reaches the ears that you set out for it to reach and that it encourages them that there is favor that has their name on it that they didn't do anything to deserve. Father God, I pray that this reassures somebody of the good Father that you are. I pray that it gives them rest, that they don't have to overwork themselves or overthink or stress, Father God. I pray that they find a confidence in knowing that my Father does things for me just because he loves me, just because he wants to do it for me. That favor is finding its way to me and all I have to is stay still and trust in him. All I have to is pray and communicate with him while he works out what I'm worrying about. Father God, I pray that this episode encourages them that you have a suddenly attached to their name that's going to cause everything to shift to align with what you said. Father God, I pray that this episode plants a seed of expectation. Father God, that they wait expectantly because they know they have a Father that will never leave or forsake them. Father God, I pray that this episode encourages them that you are sending people out to call them out and that what you have for them, nobody can take. No man can shut the door that you open. No man can stand in the position or the plan that you have called for them. No man can take the favor that you have attached for them. Father God, I pray that this episode heightens their discernment, Father God, so that they are wise with the people that they allow to be connected to them because the favor that you have called to them will also flow onto those people. Father God, I pray that this episode is a reflection of your goodness, that it brings glory to your kingdom, and that it's a reminder of the good Father that you are, even when we don't deserve it. Thank you, Father God, for who you are, and thank you for loving us as your imperfect, flawed children. Today we sow the suddenly seed, and we thank you for blowing our mind swiftly and suddenly. And I thank you for allowing me to see your hand, to see your heart, to see your character in such a small situation like a bag getting checked in at the airport. Father God, I thank you for showing me you and how you love me, you favor me, and you call me out in even small situations like standing in the line in the airport. Thank you for letting me know that you watch over my journey, the big and the small, because that's the type of Father that you are. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to the Christian Bay TV and podcast. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.